this. Welcome everybody to another episode of the Gamer Traffic Show. I'm your host, Mike Sasson, chilling with my co-host.
Simply Amazing, how are you doing today?
Everybody, give it up for Mr. Amazing. On today's Gamer Traffic Show, the only one thing we're talking about, Mr. Amazing, is what, Mr. Amazing? Blues a hit today.
We finally got confirmation of the PS5 Slim.
Well, they're not calling the Slim, they're calling the PS5, but we're going to call it the Slim.
I thought they were calling it Sony Confirmed PS5 Slim.
But they're not calling it the Slim. They're calling the digital and the PS5 with the disk drive.
Okay.
They're just smaller versions.
I'm going with the PS5 Slim.
Yeah, me too. So, yeah, I guess I was wrong, Mr. Amazing, because remember I said it was a fake where the guy saw that leak?
Yeah.
Look, it's the same design.
Yeah, it's the same design.
Same design.
He was credible.
I got to give credit. So, we're going to talk about today's show is the PS5 Slim that we're calling it. Most everybody is calling it. But, Mr. Amazing, what's the release date?
The release is for this holiday season, my friend. It's supposed to drop on, what is it, November?
November, but they didn't give a date. But according to sources, the PlayStation blog, which is the source, stated that they're waiting for all the previous models to sell out to really fully extend selling the new PlayStation models, which is we'll call
which
the
makes
Slim.
Sense. Well, this is going to be the new model that's going to take headway once the current models that are in play right now are sold out.
Yeah, I mean that's based on all the sales they're having, $50 off. Sales on bundles.
Yeah.
So that explains why they was trying to, they're trying to get rid of this. So we start off the new, this fall and beyond these new consoles.
Yeah. So I guess by like 2025, I guess we won't be seeing any of these old models.
You probably see them used, stuff like that.
I guess you probably see them selling them,
and stuff like that. Secondhand model. But it's amazing. It's 30% smaller than the previous models, depending on what model you got. But both of them, I think they had different models, but it was like changed in the inside.
Okay.
So basically, to me, each new model that came out, it's still the same what you call architect from the outside. So it basically is 30% for each model that came out.
So, yeah, I mean, it's 30% smaller. I think the weight was like 24% less weight-wise as well. I mean, at the end of the day, to be honest with you, so here we go. Like you said, it was 30% smaller in weight, 18%, pardon me, and 24% compared to previous models. But my thing is, the eye test to me, it is the same size, though.
I mean, the previous models, you couldn't even tell for the eye test. I'm like,
I know, yeah. Yeah, I know. But my thing is, like, looking at the photos here, and then I go look at, what we have. They both look bulky to me.
I think they do slim. I think they look slimmer.
It looks a little slimmer, but it still looks big.
Oh, yo.
Slim to me is what we saw with the PS5 and the PS4. That's what you consider slim. I mean, excuse me, PS4 and PS3, pardon me. Those are what I consider a slim version. Those were smaller.
Even the PS3, even if we go back to the PS1 days.
Yeah.
And PS2 those were games.
Slim. This don't look as slim. Like, you think it's slim, think it. But then again, the technology and stuff is so much better now. Like, I'm guessing you got to add more things to it. So.
The cooling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, until we get one in our hands, we'll check it out once we get one in our hands.
Ain't gonna be me.
Because why we say that? Let's go to the pricing.
Yeah, Mike.
Mr. Amazing.
Break the pricing to them.
I'll break the pricing. The digital model is what, Mr. Amazing? Four. Is it $449?
Yeah, $450 practically. So $449.99.
And wait, how much is the one we have now? $400.
$400, yeah. But remember, in a lot of areas, it went up $50.
Yeah, true. So the other areas, so that one probably cost $500.
Well, they said starting off at $449.99. But remember...
Go ahead.
Remember, that's for the digital one. But if you do want to add the...
That's another $80.
$80, yeah. If you want to add the... Let them know, Mike.
So why the hell I want to do that? Because you get... You might as well get... The one with the disc drive already there is $500.
Yeah, you save an extra what, $30, right?
No, save $80.
Because that one is for
remember you're paying
$549.
You're paying $30, but like I'm saying, if you add on, you're paying an extra $80. Plus, we're not including the tax.
Yeah, that's what you said. I mean, yeah, right. For that, you just go with the PS5 Ultra.
And also
with the Blu-ray disc and drive and everything in there already.
I'm not including shipping costs, you know what I'm saying? Depending on where you get it from.
Yeah.
So it just makes sense to really get that PS Digital because you might as well get the PS1 with the drive.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, that's the route I would get.
If you consider buying this in the future, or you have this, you want to play now.
Yeah, that, I agree with you. I mean, like, what also has a play factor is the memory. So what is the...
Well, you saw storage?
Storage, pardon me.
The storage is 1 terabyte, which is a lot more than the previous one.
Okay. But for the digital, it's a little bit less, though.
No, same.
No, the digital is 825.
No, it's, but no, that's after all the stuff. It's all the same.
It's all going to be the same?
All the same.
I thought it was going to be a little bit less.
No.
Oh, okay. Why?
It made no sense.
Okay, so then you're getting the same system without a disk drive.
But the thing, the beef I have with this is you look at Microsoft when the leaks came, when they say they're doing refresher.
Yeah.
Their core one, but both of them are digital. Both of them are digital.
Mm-hmm.
The Series X and S, correct me, they're both the digital.
Yeah.
The thing is, I believe the Series X is 2 terabytes of storage.
See, that's good. Because you had an extra terabyte there. So yeah, that's a selling point. And you kept it at the same price, right?
Same price, $499.
So that's a small move by Microsoft.
It's all legend because they said things could change. But according to the leaks, and we called the S, same price. I think it's, what they say, $399?
Yeah, I think it was
$399. So the same price, one terabyte.
1 terabyte.
What are you doing, Sony? What are you doing? Explain it to us, Mr. Mason. Can you explain it to us?
They can't. And I'm not going to kill them yet because it's not official, though.
Can we call Jim? Oh, he's retiring. We can't call Jim Ryan.
You know what? I'm not going to. We can't go on them yet because it's not confirmed. It's not official.
But Xbox? Yeah. It's not confirmed. It's a legend.
It's a legend.
But, Mr. Mason.
Yeah.
Are we spinning hot fire if that's true?
Oh, Dan, I'm with you.
Hot fire.
I'm with you 100%.
Hot fire. But but not only is it ridiculous, the ridiculous thing is also the stand, Mr. Amazing.
Mm.
You know the stand, you want to stand it vertically, that comes with the PlayStation 5 digital, or the PlayStation 5 with the disc drive that we have now. You have to pay $30 for that, Mr. Amazing.
It doesn't come with it no more?
No.
Well, why is this one more?
Don't ask Jim Ryan.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. I thought it came with it. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive sure. It's on the blog. It's on the Sony blog.
Oh, I thought that came with it.
Not this time.
Should be standard.
Not this time. They do have another one. It looks like a kickstand.
What do I want that for?
it looks awkward. It sticks out. You're like, come on. Come on. Come on, Sony. What are you doing?
Well, I do have a question, though. And maybe you can help me since you know a little bit more about this than I do. Since this is all new release right now for us. No, new news. So, do we have a front USB port?
There's front USB port and one in the back now. I think it's 4.
Well, they had one in the back, but they only had one in the front.
Yeah, before. I think it's 2 in the front.
Is there 2 now? Because I find it awkward that there wasn't 2 in the front.
There's 2 now. I think 2 in the back also.
Oh, so we have 2 in the front and 2 in the back.
I got to read the thing again. It's either 4 or 3.
Okay.
Which is, thank God for that. But,
no, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So to me, this looked like, what is this for? What is it for? I mean, it's a little slimmer. It didn't say anything about what's energy sufficient. I'm assuming it will be energy sufficient.
They usually are.
You know what I'm saying? But Mr. Amazing, would you recommend this to consumers?
Will I recommend it? I would say this.
I mean, right now, if you have to tell the consumer to have a choice, should you get the old PS5? Digital and this model, or get the new one?
I put in this order. The new digital one would be the last one I would get because of the price.
I must, yeah.
So that'd be the last one I would get. The first one I will get would be the new slim disk drive one.
Okay.
Because I'm getting more memory.
Okay.
So that'd be the first one I get, followed by the new, followed by the old current disk drive.
Okay.
Then the digital one now. And then last, the other one. That would be my take on the
platform. Oh, yeah. I like where you put it. I like the way you put it.
So that's the route I would go based on the fact of memory and price rise. So, but at the end of the day, it don't matter because at one point, you won't be able to find these current models in stores unless you're getting it secondhand.
Oh, yeah. You'll probably get it secondhand. It'll be still secondhand.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Because you know when these all come out, everybody's going to be trading their old systems for it anyway.
You'll find a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
You'll get. And GameStop is probably sold $10 less.
What do you think the trade value is going to be if you try to trade your current gen in great condition?
You might as well sell it on Amazon
and get better price. You think you get $200 for it?
Best Buy? I'm not from Best Buy. Excuse me. From GameStop.
You think you get $200 for it? Maybe. Would you budget at $200? Huh? Would you sell at $200?
I probably get online a perfect dish of $300 for it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if I'll budge at 200. Maybe at 275, 250, I'll budge.
Yeah, but not for no $200.
Yeah, because you know GameStop's going to turn around and sell it for $300 probably.
$399?
Yeah, they probably would.
$399? Probably no. For the disk drive one, which is $500, probably sell for like $450.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
I'm gonna go off the subject a little bit. I remember I bought the camouflage controller. This is a GameStop story. So I bought it was a discount at GameStop. There was a sale. So I went there. It was on discounted price. So I go up there. I lose my award points. Hold up. That's how they get you. Oh, okay, you pay for it. Then you look at the screen. They tell all the coverage. I said, I don't need the coverage. I've never asked you to add the coverage.
Yeah.
Start with that notice because it's like a really low price. It was like 30. It was like $25 for the controller. Original controllers are $69 plus. With the discount, with my points, and with the discount on the controller at that time, you know what I'm saying? They probably would have done with notice. I looked at the screen. Service plan, $15. I said, no, miss. I'm good. But I'm about to drift. I'm good. I got plenty of controllers. So I paid $12 for that.
Oh, not bad.
And this is what GameStop does to people. When you're not looking, they'll put that protection plan.
Damn, Michael. You couldn't let that girl get a commission?
No. I let that slide one time. I think it was like one of the games. It was five. When I walked out the store, I was in the car. And I noticed, oh, shoot. It's like put like a $5 plan on it, service plan on it. I had another slide again. It's a freak out.
Because you buy a lot of hard copy games versus the digital one. You're more hard copy, as we noted several times on the show. Have you ever had to use the warranty that you paid for?
No.
That's what I was wondering. Have you ever used it?
No. You never did. The only time I was considered buying a warranty made for a used game.
For used games. Yeah. Oh, I can see that. I've never bought a warranty on a game, be honest with you. I'll be very frank. I never have. But if I was to buy a warranty, it would probably be more on a console.
On a console. I rant previously on the GameStop, why they said it took too long or... But it says in the contract for service plans that special situation, and it was a special situation, but GameStop was being a jerk. Mm. So I think it cost me $100 to change the disk, and got it fixed. Works perfectly now.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And also they gave me the wrong one. Plus, 1 terabyte. They only gave me half a terabyte storage. So I'm gonna pimp it out and put like a SD storage drive in there, 1 terabyte.
Okay. So you got practically.
Oh yeah, that's I got. And this is why GameStop will be going down.
Well, they already are on their own.
Oh yeah, but I know it's like GameStop stores not as crowded as before.
They're at all. I used to go to the mall. It was like a headache to go inside one of these things.
Yeah, but I think it's GameStop's fault too, because they didn't try. They took advantage of the community, not embracing the community.
Yeah,
if they embraced the community instead of trying to take advantage of the community, it would have been more suitable, more viable. And also, when we talk about GameStop, also thought GameStop should invest, also make it indie games where GameStop is actually the ones that produce the games. Yeah, you get screwed over because they will sell your games back. So, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, they could do a lot. They could have been sponsors for EVO or fighting tournaments.
They could have done a lot of stuff. And my thing is, why did GameStop go away from like the midnight release? I thought those were fun, man.
Digital age.
You're right. But I love the midnight release, man.
I think we never...
I went with you one time, I remember.
Yeah, we're never going to see that again.
No, probably not. No, unless there's like a
never
exclusive. Never. Like, you know, no, like for example, Zelda is coming out, a special Zelda suit or some statue.
Never.
For the first 100 never. People or whatever.
Never.
You don't think you'll see that?
Never happened. Only time you might see if like the computers, what they have, the computers, special, I forget what they call them.
With the cars, that's the AMD
cars? The, those cars. You'll see people wait for that. I mean, like with that. But as far as console games, never happen again.
I don't know, man. I think you might be wrong. I think you got like a celebrity there selling it. I think people come out. I mean, for that celebrity. Never.
Maybe The Rock. Maybe The Rock. You know, that's it.
I think, for example, if you got the...
Taylor Swift. I'm going to say Jennifer Lopez. Taylor Swift. We'll say Taylor Swift.
Not me, though.
Taylor Swift. Oh, it worked for Kelce Chow.
Jay's jersey's one of the top ones now. Top one,
worked for, yo, the Kelce brother, homie.
Hey, so. Travis, do your thing, brother. But, yeah, Mike, man. So, going back to Slim, as we're calling it, my final question to you is, are you getting one?
I thought about it for a moment. I thought about it. I say if I was to buy one, it would be the one with the disc drive.
Okay.
But I'm like, what the hell for?
Are you getting one as a supplement, or are you getting one because you're trading in the one you have now?
I'm always in, like, when we officially go on YouTube, then I thought about buying, when basically still doing the podcast, I will buy it so people could see it, and our homeboy could do a teardown of it and get the specs of it. But no, I like I said, I will buy another console, but it'll probably be kind of a Target, like over $100 worth of points.
Okay.
If it's available at that time, I'll do it. But also, I want to buy the LeBron James cover. So I want to put the LeBron James cover on that one.
Okay.
So, since we got like, we have a whole bunch of, at the game of traffic, we got a whole bunch of games, like PlayStation 4 games. And we got so many games here, including Xbox and various systems. So, no. Most likely, no.
Okay.
Later on, I might get a digital one later on, but
okay, fair.
But if post if it was digital, I might get if the Xbox Series S come on a digital one.
Well, that's what I am. I will get. I'll be honest. The PlayStation, I'm not, but Xbox, I am.
Might, but yeah. But what's your answer?
No, I'm not gonna get it. Not because you know me. I get one since I stick until it breaks.
No, he gets when I finish from one. Like, I have an extra one. Yo, Mike, y'all get that? And he gave it a deep discount. It sits across 200 bucks. He gave like $100.
Hey, I'm a bargain. I'm a bargainer. But the one I will buy, and I've said it several times, would be the Xbox S. I'm not gonna go with the X. I don't really need it. The S because there's only a few games I want to play on there, and I'm perfectly fine with a 1080 me. So we're good.
All right, Mr. Mason. So that'd be all for this episode. We're not doing no gangster, no trail of the week. That'll be for the next episode. But everybody, like and subscribe to us. Hopefully we'll be on YouTube soon. We got to talk to Mr. Mason and other people. Don't forget to still going. But we appreciate your support. This is Game of Traffic. We out. Peace and love.
Later, y'all.
Later.